I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
And now we've got my second guest of the show. It's Warren Jessop from Not Just Travel, who are one of our sponsors here at Phoenix FM. Now, they're a one-to-one personal travel consultants, which he runs with his partner, Dina. And they're available 24/7 to clients from when they book until when they return home. So good morning.
Morning, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
Lovely to talk to you. You're having a good old chat with Francesca. You've got Mutual. This is community.
That's
Mutual,
right.
People, you know.
Giving a card out already.
That's it. That's what we like.
That's what we like.
So first off, how did you come to set up Not Just Travel?
So Not Just Travel is part of, it's born out of the travel franchise. So the travel franchise is people who buy a franchise with a build their own business. Travel franchise is now in the top 10 of franchises in the UK. And we bought the business over 3.5 years ago now through my passion of travel, and it's just after COVID, obviously after the pandemic, it's flourished from there. No, it's gone really well.
And was that something you were involved in before, or completely a career change?
I was sort of involved, but a little bit of a career change, because, as I say, I've travelled a lot extensively, and I really love sort of helping people find the best places to go on holiday.
So do clients sort of ring you up and they say, we don't know where to go, we do know where to go? How does the process work?
Some know exactly where they want to go and are just looking at prices. Some will ring and say, in the summer, I want somewhere in July and August, somewhere hot, less than 2 hours flight.
Yeah.
And then you're off from there going, you know, checking what is best for them. But the more information you give me, the better and closer I can get to the actual, you know, the perfect fit for you, for the client.
So you can do sort of holidays at one end of the scale, where people might just say, I want this holiday and I want car hire and I might want to go and visit this place. Can you arrange for tickets? And then you might have somebody that says, actually, I want to go on a different plane. I want to have car pick me up, a limo when I get there. I want a champagne when I get to the place that you've booked. And I want to have a donkey in the front room. And I want to have small children dancing around outside with violins.
Yep.
And that would be another client at the upper end that might say, this is what I want. And then you would organise a whole lot.
Yes, so we can organise. Obviously, you book the holiday, the flights, in the hotel, but you can obviously sort out transfers, car hire, and as you say, you can organise anything the client wants. We've got people in those countries that can organise all them stuff for you. But yeah, I mean, from the package holidays, we can book Jet2, TUI, EasyJet holidays, Kiwoni. We can book all those and exactly the same price that they quote online, and then going up to big bespoke holidays like Australian, you know, 3 to 4 or 5 weeks in Australia. Mm-hmm. We can do the whole itinerary and put the whole itinerary for you together. And the beauty is, people just, you know, they've got me to talk to. You're not ringing a company with a call center. You can call me anytime, 24/7, and I'm there to help if there's any issues.
And also, things to add on, if you are on holiday, you can ring you up and say, can you organise this for us?
Yes.
But the great thing is, as you said, with the flights as well, because some people might say, actually, I want to do cheap flights, but I want to spend a bit more on the accommodation and the car hire.
You can't always,
when you do a packaged holiday, you can't.
Set by, obviously, whatever, Jet2, TUI, EasyJet, you're using their airline, basically. But yes, we can package. We have trade suppliers that can package together sort of any airline with any hotel. So, there is the choice. You've got the choice of the package versus the more bespoke, where I can put together the flights, you know, convenient for your time, you want to go, you want to come back, and also where you want to stay. If it's one hotel, two hotels, you know, multi-center, we can do all that.
And a great idea if you're out there and you're thinking about getting married and you've always wanted to go to the Greek islands to get married, and you've got maybe 20 people, that if you go through you, you can say, actually, we're going to need 20 seats. Can you get the prices down? Because there's going to be 20 of us going, and, you know, setting up weddings, because that is another thing, which is is very, very popular.
It is definitely popular. And, you know, people say, oh, I'll book it myself, but it's normally, I think, on average, every seven seats, it depends on the airline, seven to ten seats, the price can change. So you could get a few people booking at that price, and then suddenly the price jumps up because then people originally are booked. But we can do group bookings as well, where we go directly to the airline and then they will give us a price, and it's normally the average price, and probably won't be the cheaper price, but it's the average price, so you get the same price for the whole whole group.
Excellent. I don't know why I'm asking about weddings for. I'm not. You heard me earlier talking about the Maldives and Simon Baker from The Mentalist. Maybe he'll be listening to this this interview and he'll get in contact with me. No, we were talking about you are part of Hayes Travel Independent.
Yes,
group.
So Hayes Travel is, we're under the umbrella of Hayes Travel. So you see, obviously, in Brentwood High Street, there's Hayes Travel. But we are part of the Hayes Travel or Hayes Independence Group. So the Independence Group is made up of all sort of home working groups, all different companies under the home working banner of the IGE, the investment group, the independence group, sorry. And we use the same ABTA. We get their buying power as well. So we get the Hayes buying power from when you either walk in the high street shop or you come to me, we get that you'll get the same buying power with all the suppliers that Hayes, obviously being the number one tour operator in the UK, it comes with some punch, basically.
And it's nice to say you've got a bespoke holiday company. Yeah. You say, who do you go with? And you don't say like the top big ones you always hear about. You're going, actually, I've got somebody that sorted everything out for me.
Exactly. That's the personal service as well. And you do extra things. And, you know, there was a lady who went to the Maldives last year. A family went to the Maldives, six of them. And they had a flight change while I was there, and when I changed all the flights with Qatar before they come back, and she come back and she said, do you know what, that would ruin my holiday if I was there and had to deal with that.
Yes.
Because they had a horrendous layover time in Doha. I managed to get a shorter one, and she said I would never have been able to deal with that.
Yeah.
So that's the sort of service that we aim to provide. And obviously you're coming straight to me, you know, via email, WhatsApp, phone call. So so that's the personal service we offer.
Now, I've never known about I always book a holiday that's got APTA and Atoll. Okay, this is what you, so this is what any holiday that you do, this is what you normally have. I've got no idea what they mean.
So Atoll and APTA, Atoll is the air travel organizer's license. It sits alongside APTA, but Atoll is the one that's going to give you the full package, but it has to include flights. So Atoll is the one with flights. Now, there's been a few online companies recently that come away from APTA. Now, APTA covers you for, that's more rail, road and sea. So that's slightly different where you haven't got flights involved. So you've got APTA coverage on there. But Atoll is completely the whole package. So anything you book through me, all of the suppliers you use would have an Atoll license and you'll be Atoll protected. So every travel company in the UK should be Atoll protected. APTA, as I say, some online have come away because all they do is sell flight packages, so they don't need the APTA license. So that's the difference between the two.
There we go. Just a quick question. I didn't ask you this. Just thought of it. Do you book cruises? Oh my gosh! I wish I'd have known. They're the most. If you go to the website, if you're trying to book a cruise, they're the most incredibly complicated, no idea what you're doing. So that is amazing. They can just go to you and say, I want a cruise to go here. Can you sort out everything?
Yes, and we've just got a new website, actually, with cruise website. So you can go in and search on what date you want to go, what ship you want to go, and it's got all details of all the ships and all the details of the different places and different itineraries and stuff. But we book cruise. Me and my wife, Dina, we love cruise. It's our favourite holiday.
Addicted to them there's loads of channels now on YouTube where you can, and they're young people that are cruising. This is not, cruising used to be a thing where you think people in their 60s and 70s, and there still is that age group, but a lot of people now are going on
because a lot younger
because of the entertainment. Families or adults, whatever, you know.
Exactly, and there are a lot of multi-generational family holidays we sell for cruises. I think the average age I read the other day was 55, over 55. I think, as you say, a few years ago that would have been a lot higher, but we've got sort of newer cruise lines coming in like Virgin, which is adult only, but it is a lot younger crowd on there, and it's like people call it the party cruise line, but it's for everyone, but it's definitely bringing more and more of the land holiday people onto cruise lines.
And that is a good service because if you go to the websites for any of these cruises, it gets very complicated because you've got drinks packages, you've got inside cabins with, and then you're like, I don't know whereabouts in the ship I am. So if you use somebody like you can say, this is where you are, you're near the stairs, you're near this restaurant, and also because when you get on there you can book different things, you can book stuff in advance to see comedians or the shows.
Don't book a cabin under the deck. check where they're putting out the sun lounges at 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
But no, we're happy to help with crews. And they say very experienced. That's our favourite holiday. Brilliant. So.
And have you been? Can I just ask, what have you been on Celebrity yet?
Yes.
What was it like? Just tell me.
It was amazing. We've done the Caribbean with Celebrity. Oh. We're actually going next year. We're sailing from Singapore to Sydney.
Wow.
With Celebrity. Yeah. But they are my favourite. Yeah.
I'm saying yes. I've just looked at it on YouTube. So for next year, 2024, now holidays go in and out of fashion.
Yes.
So what are the three top destinations for 2024?
2024, I mean, similar to 2023. I mean, the most booked destination I do at the moment is UAE's Dubai. You know, it's very, very popular. I'd say that will definitely stay in for 24. You know, the hotels, there's more and more resorts and hotels springing up there. Another one is Greece. Greece was always, I think, probably pre-pandemic, I'd say Turkey was probably in front of Greece with the all-inclusive. But Greece now, I think from last year, from my bookings last year, Greece was definitely in front of Turkey. And I'd say Mauritius for next year as well as a long haul. I went in May, and it was just an amazing island. Amazing. It's got everything there that you need. Hotels, the resorts are fantastic. And I think, you know, that's definitely one of my... I try and switch sell people from other places to Mauritius because, you know, even in the summer, you know, the weather is really nice in the summer. So it's pretty reasonable compared to some of the big, you know, the more expensive European resorts.
And the top three secrets.
You pushed this on me a little bit. So, I mean, top of my head, maybe I'll be better prepared next time, Michelle. But, I mean, Reykjavik is one in Iceland that, obviously, with the Blue Lagoon there, it's strange because you don't think of that as a holiday or a city break, but we sell a lot of that, and we sell a lot of it and coupled with New York as well. So you do this Iceland Air, so you do the two in the same holiday. Secondly is Tennessee. Everyone who knows me and Dina knows that we love Tennessee. So we've been to Memphis and Nashville quite a few times. We renewed our wedding vows in Graceland in Memphis. But I'd say just go. It is just amazing. Nashville is for music, is just amazing. And obviously Memphis as well with all the history and everything there. And thirdly, we done a cruise last year in Montenegro, and we went into Kota, and then we sailed out through, and it looked absolutely stunning. And people like Jet2, I think EasyJet as well now, are really promoting Montenegro as well as Croatia. And you can do a twin center with Croatia, but Montenegro is definitely one that's on the up for next year. Yeah.
Oh, also, people will be there going, oh, it's December now.
Because
you're looking at the weather, you're like, oh, it's just nice to have that little bit of sunshine. Always makes you feel better.
Exactly.
Sunshine.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love, as I always talk about it, I love Greece. I do have a habit of going to the same place, which is in Fiskardo in Greece, up that sort of other end of the which I absolutely love. But I love, I've been to a lot of Greek islands, and I just know if I go to Greece, I will have a nice time.
Yeah.
You know, just to get
over
there.
We love Greece.
Yes.
We do love Greece. Yeah. It is, as I say, it's normally with the all-inclusive. I mean, as I was going to say as well, all-inclusive has become quite fashionable, especially with the cost of living crisis at the moment. It has become very fashionable because everyone knows, they know that is their cost. They're not paying any more money when they go there. They're not having to go out and eat out of restaurants and stuff. And Greece has sort of come up on the rails alongside Turkey with the offering on all-inclusive in the last couple of years since the pandemic. It is a great place.
So you've got holidays if you want to get your wedding vows renewed, if you're thinking about doing a wedding or you're going over there for any other reasons, even to scatter ashes, and you've got family going somewhere, just as your general holiday, a special holiday. You can look for the cruises as well with the company, which is fantastic. As I said, they're very complicated to normally do that on their own websites. And also, if people are single as well, a lot of people are now, and especially women, are doing single holidays. So again, you can sort that out. Sometimes, again, going through a holiday company would be quite difficult to get a single room, getting the flight and everything else. But you can do all that too.
Definitely. I'm going to say with being part of Hayes, we got, you know, we use over 200 suppliers. I mean, we don't use all of them, you know, from us as one company, but I've got sort of five or six that I use all the time and have go to. But then we've got specialist ones as well, where we can go to, and we know we can go to a specialist supplier for any certain holiday. Mm. It's like last week I was at a sandals training day, which is obviously in the Caribbean, and they do weddings as well, and they do some fantastic wedding packages, you know, which, you know, we've looked at for people before as well. So
excellent. Yeah. And what is the best thing about being in Brentwood? You're a Brentwood company. What do you say is the best thing about being in Brentwood?
We've lived here 17 years now, over 17. We've moved once but stayed in Brentwood. We just love the town, it's the atmosphere, and it is great. We just really love it, and
it's great for networking and community here.
Networking is great as well, especially the community from where we was in Worley before, but obviously we're now I'm 5 minutes away from here in the studio. It is. It's the big community spirit and plenty going on, and it's and great. Obviously, connections into London and airports and stuff. Most importantly, airports.
Yes.
But we love it here. We really
excellent.
Do.
And don't forget, support your local businesses and also the businesses that are working from home or on the high street. Otherwise, we will end up as a high street full of coffee shops, which is really nice. But there's only so many coffee shops you can possibly have. you know exactly what I mean. It's Dina and Warren Jessop, and the company is Not Just Travel, and you can find you everywhere, all over the internet.
Yep. So Facebook is just Not Just Travel Brentwood. Our website address is Adina and Warren. So it's DenaAnd Warren, WARREN, notjusttravel.com. And also on Instagram, notjusttravel_Brentwood. But also you can catch me on the phone as well. All my details are on the website and on Facebook.
Excellent. So next time you come in, you might have a bit of a tan?
Maybe. We're planning some at the moment, so maybe. Yeah.
You have got a slight glow of somebody who's been somewhere. That's what you're, which I'm very jealous of.